Rex Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Good evening once again. Welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. I'm Rob Pritchard and I hope you've had a wonderful week. Coming up tonight, it's hoped new developments for this year's TT will provide a more immersive experience for fans. A crucial test for FC Isle of Man this weekend and a huge range of cup and league fixtures in the Manx football leagues. In rugby, Douglas are aiming for back-to-back victories this weekend and the Manx Cup gets underway. And in hockey, a look at the latest round of fixtures across the men's and women's divisions. That's all to come this evening. Starting tonight with the TT, and the 2022 races continue to get ever closer with just a few months to go with planning full steam ahead. Part of this year's racing fortnight will be the TT Fan Park or Fan Zone, which is aiming to provide full race coverage as well as giving greater access between fans and riders as well. Chris Pritchard will be the Fan Park host and also presents the TT podcast. I caught up with him today to find out what fans can expect this year and his thoughts on the races returning.
It's absolutely amazing. I think, as first and foremost, I'm a fan of the TT before I do anything else. And the fact that it's coming back is, yeah, I just cannot wait. So excited.
Let's just have a look at the fan park first off. So within what you can tell us, people will be interested to know, what's the fan zone or fan park going to involve?
First and foremost, it's going to involve a chance for fans to be able to hopefully get a lot closer to the riders than before. There's loads of stuff going off, and it starts from the moment TT practice starts all the way through to the end of the senior race. It's free to enter, so hopefully we're going to see a lot of the fans congregate there, and then, you know, the diehard fans will head off into the island to see the race at various points. But hopefully at the end of the race, end of the qualifying, again, they'll all kind of congregate there. And there's going to be loads going off, so we've got rider interviews, we've got sponsor activations where we'll be doing giveaways to the fans. And I think the most important thing is being able to engage with the fans on that daily basis, bringing them close to the riders. Hopefully there's going to be a lot of meet and greets. They're going to be able to ask the riders questions, and the live TV broadcasting will be filmed there as well, so they'll get a real insight into kind of how that's made and the highlights. And obviously the races are going to be shown live on the big screen, so if they don't get out to the island, they can enjoy the dulcet tones of me and watch the racing at the same time.
What can people expect when they're watching the big screen for each day?
They'll be able to experience not only seeing them at the side of the road, but like I said, turning to the side, seeing that big screen, and then watching that rider that's just gone past them, and then they'll be able to turn to the screen and see him all the way through the rest of the course. So, and I think it'll really entice, not necessarily the diehard fans, but people who aren't necessarily, you know, a diehard TT fan or motorcycle fan to come in and experience it. And I think that will give them the insight as to what goes on during a race. People listen to Manx Radio, they hear the commentary, but really that's for the diehard fans to be able to picture that in their mind when they're going through, you know, Malleth Bridge or Glenvine or wherever it might be, and they're getting those time checks. The diehard fans know exactly what that is, what that means. But the more casual fans that come across and watch it, they'll be able to get that idea from the pictures and the TV.
Covering it from your perspective in person for the podcast and hosting the fan zone side of things, to do that in person this year, how's that going to feel?
Like I said, I'm just a massive fan of the TT, so hosting the podcast has been a dream come true, because I get to sit and chat to these guys that I've watched for years and years, and you know they're up on a pedestal for me. So to be able to actually chat to them and find out their thoughts of the TT and get to know them on a more personal level has been amazing.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Chris Pritchard there, and you can listen to the extended interview that we had with Chris over at manxradio.com as well, just for your information there. Moving on, a pivotal test awaits FC Isle of Man this weekend when they lock horns with playoff rivals Cheadle Town at the Bowl this Saturday. The Ravens will go into tomorrow's battle, having won all three of their games in 2022 so far, including a 3-0 victory last weekend. A win for FC Isle of Man could lift them up to third in the standings if other results go their way. The Ravens come up against the Cheadle Town side, who also remain within touching distance of the playoff places. They sit sixth in the table on 47 points, just 4 points behind fifth place Withenshaw, who will currently occupy the final playoff position. The Manchester-based club go into this weekend undefeated in their last eight games. They've won three of those and drawn five. And FC Isle of Man versus Cheadle Town will take place at the Bowl this Saturday. It's kicking off at 6:30 p.m. And as ever, if you can't make it down to the Bowl, we at Manx Radio have got you covered. Myself and Tony Meppam will be providing full live commentary of FC Isle of Man versus Cheadle Town, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow on Manx Radio AM 1368 and digital. We'd love to have you along. Okay, now let's take a look at the Manx footballing leagues. I'm back as ever to go through quite a few cup and league clashes. Is Tony Meppam. Tony, very good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Rob. And Weather's played ball this week, so at the moment the fixtures are looking good. Not too many postponements. We've got a couple, but the rest of the games are on.
Okay, let's dive straight into it. So starting on Saturday, we have the GH Corlett Woods Cup preliminary round. There are three games in that one.
Yeah, there is. One's been postponed, Castletown against St John's. That'll be arranged another time. But Pulrose against Douglas and District. Watched Douglas and District last week, and I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen in this one, because I think Pulrose have certainly got a team that could go into the next round, and it'd be good news for them. Michael against Foxdale. You look at the league tables and you'd only see one winner in this one, Foxdale. But if Michael can turn it on, they can make it difficult for them. And Onken against Jim's. What a result that was 7 days ago against St John's, where Jim's gave St John's their first defeat of the season. And against Onken, who are now top of the table. Big battle, but I just think Onken will sneak it.
And just on top of that, there are four teams with byes in this preliminary round. They are Maloo, Braddon, Douglas Athletic and Governors Athletic. And six fixtures this weekend in the Canada Life Men's Premier League.
And it's just good to get the football back running again, isn't it, from Christmas. And then we had the weather. Laxey against Douglas High School Old Boys. Great performance last week against Old Boys. United had, but Old Boys give them a real tough fixture. But Laxey beaten 2-0 by Corinthians. You've got to go for Old Boys in that one. Ayr against Moran. You only see one winners in this. Ayr on their favourite pitch. They do play it well. They score plenty of goals. St George's against Peel. Seeing a sneaky look at Peel's team sheet. It's looking pretty good tomorrow. Matthew Woods back in there. Tom Woods there as well. Going to go for St George's just to win that. Douglas Royal against Ramsey Youth Centre. Surprised with that heavy defeat last week for Douglas Royal. Ramsey Youth Centre, it looks as if they're struggling big time down the bottom of the table, so I'm going to go for Royal. Rushing against Union Mills. Rushing keep marching on at the top of the table against a Union Mills side that showed great passion in the second half to get three goals and get themselves back into the game, but they still lost it. And Ramsey against Corinthians. Ramsey's pitch has been struggling of late, but I expect Corinthians just to win that one with the squad that they've got at the moment.
Okay, then moving on, and we have five fixtures down for the Canada Life Combi 1.
And today, should I say tomorrow, I just see, the usual teams at the top of the table winning. I think Old Boys against Laxey. Old Boys are flying in this league, so I'll go for Old Boys to win that. Moran against Ayr. Ayr United slipped up last week, but tomorrow I think they'll do okay. Going to go for Ayr to win that. Ramsey Youth Centre against Royal. See one winner in that, and that's Douglas Royal. And Union Mills against Rushen. Rushen at the top of the table against Union Mills just below. I'm going to go for Rushen to win that one.
Let's not forget Corinthians and Ramsey, I do believe we have on there as
well. We've got it at the end, and Corinthians against Ramsey. I know where Corinthians have got one or two players back. It was a good battle for them last week with that point. But I just think Ramsey might just have too many good players there for them. So at the moment, not too sure the team sheets on either side. But let's just go for a draw. Play safe.
Okay, wise words. Okay, then moving on to Combi 2, and there are five games there.
St John's against Colby. St John's top of the table, so I'm going to go for St John's to win this. I think Colby as well have got one or two players back in, so it'll make them a bit stronger. Douglas and District against Braddon. I just think Braddon will win this. There's quite a few of their 16-year-old or under-16s team now coming of age, allowed to come in, and saw a few of them on Wednesday. They look promising as well. Foxdale against Douglas Athletic. I'll go for Foxdale to take the victory in that game. Maloo against Michael. Close battle. Michael mid-table. Maloo just around that area as well. But I'll go for the home advantage team of Maloo to win that. Jim's against Onken. I have to go for Onken to win that fixture. And Governors Athletic against Castletown. That game's being postponed, and that'll be arranged at another date.
And then we have games, as ever, on Sunday. And turning to the Canada Life Women's Floodlit Cup, the semi-final draws were confirmed earlier this week. So two games there, four teams left.
Yeah, the three top teams are in there. Onken have done well, and they deserve to be in there on merit, but they've got a tough fixture against Corinthians. These are played at the Bowl, 2:10 kickoff, and the games have to be finished on the day, Rob. So close battle. I know Onkin are one or two missing, but Corinthians are looking pretty strong. Douglas Royal against Peel. I just think Peel will just edge that one. Always a good battle between these two teams, but I just think at the moment Peel are just a little bit stronger than Royal, and that's why I'm going to go for Peel Corinthians final.
And last but certainly not least, 2 p.m. kickoff on Sunday. Two games in the Masters football.
Ramsey Youth Centre against Peel. Peel top side, reigning champions in the Masters football. This is being played at Ramsey Youth Centre. I'm going to go for Peel just to win it. The reason why I say that, Ramsey Youth Centre have got some good players playing in there. And Colby against D&D. Colby always got a strong Masters team, and I think Colby will take the points away from Douglas and District.
Before we move on, just coming back briefly to FC Alaman versus Cheadle Town, a big game for both sides. FC Alaman, an excellent, well, perfect start, in fact, to 2022. But Cheadle Town, they'll have all the motivation they need to keep pushing for those playoff places. They really aren't far off, are they?
Well, that's the important thing for them, I think, Cheadle Town. And they'll be looking to see if they can win this one. And I think it'll go well, because I was a little bit disappointed with the game last week, Rob. I just didn't think that... Elsmere offered anything up front at all, but the Isle of Man flying at the moment, aren't they? And those two goals, I know they were late on to make it 3-0. That's a deserved scoreline. Well done to them once again, and hopefully a good performance tomorrow night.
Speaking to FC Isle of Man's assistant manager, Lee Dixon, after the game last week, he mentioned that Cheadle Town, the experience that they had, they lost narrowly 2-1 to them back in October, FC Isle of Man. He said that Cheadle Town have a style that is almost unique among the teams within this division. They're quite direct. They've got a solid and commanding centre-forward who can hold up play well. Who are going to be the key figures, do you think, in this FC Isle of Man squad going into tomorrow that can stop that sort of threat?
Well, I think we're playing well everywhere. Defensively, Jack McVeigh, I'm sure, will come back in. Who'll move out, I'm not too sure, because I think Chrissy Cannell, you've also got Alex Maitland, who's been in great form. And then when you look at Alex Holden last week, came in at left fullback spot. I would think he'll play for natural defenders if they're that good going forward. And then Ryan Burns on that right-hand side. I think Sam Kane might still be injured. So I think defensively is right, but we know there's going to be a change of goalkeeper because unfortunately, Quirker can't play, Matthew Quirk, and in comes Dean Kearns. And Dean Kearns is probably, not annoyed, wrong word, but disappointed that he lost his position. But Quirker's a good goalkeeper and he deserved his chance. And unfortunately, he played so well, Dean couldn't get back in. But this is an opportunity now for Dean to claim that number one jersey. And when Quirker's three-match ban finishes, then Dean will hopefully be in there on merit. Or if not, Quirker will be there.
And if the Ravens are to get a victory this weekend, then it is by no means certain. I think that's very important to stress. A very good side coming to the Bowl, not just for the four games for the start of 2022, but the season as a whole, to put that sort of gap potentially between themselves and those outside the playoff positions. Just how crucial could that be, even if there's still quite a way of the season to go?
Yeah, there's a lot of the season to go, and there's a lot of twists and turns, and they've got an away game coming up in a couple of weeks' time. And but since they've been back at home, they've done really well, played well, and I think that's important. They've changed the style of play, but I think it's so important to get the 3 points. It keeps the points away from a team that's battling for them, and I think they'll do it.
Tony, thank you very much as ever. I'll see you in the commentary booth as ever tomorrow. So just a reminder there, FC Isle of Man versus Cheadle Town kicking off at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night, and we'll be bringing you the full 90 minutes from 6:30 on Manx Radio's AM 1368 and digital platforms. OK, moving on, we're turning to rugby, and fresh from an important victory last week, Douglas welcome high-flying Manchester to Portishead this weekend. The Manx side beat Bowden on home turf last time. We'll be looking to make it back-to-back success. Meanwhile, this weekend also sees the start of a new cup competition for the local sides, in the form of the Manx Cup, as it's currently known. Dave Christian is back to talk about the latest competition, as well as Douglas's chances of victory tomorrow.
Manchester, the visit is this week. 38-21 it was over at Manchester early on in the season. And Douglas, perhaps with a little bit of momentum and home advantage, he'll be looking to turn that one around. Manchester are in fifth place in the North One West standings. They've won 10 from 15, but most, if not all, of their defeats, I think there might be one home defeat, but the rest of them have all come on the road. So travelling, they may not quite be the same side they are at home, which is not unusual in the English Clubs Championship. and Douglas will fancy their chances. Kickoff at Portishead 1:45. Douglas pretty much at full strength. I think there's one change to the squad this week. Oisin Foley Gaffney's coming in. He's great in the back row, a little terrier. And I've seen him play right at the very start of the season in the pre-season friendly games. Looked a good prospect, and he will slot into the Douglas back row or cover the back row from the bench where needed. Other than that, the team's at full strength. The front row's going great guns. Rob Todd leading up there at the front with Simon Hoddenott and Owen Carvin on the other side. And those three are front row that could pretty much give anybody a good game on their day. The other thing in Douglas's favour is the back line, plenty of pace in that. And this week we've had little or no rain yet again, and that means that the track at Portishead should be pretty firm, and it'll give Douglas a chance to use the back line and where all the pace and the talent really is. So fingers crossed for Douglas. I haven't got a starting team announcement just yet. A little bit treadaloo with that this week. It's normally out on a Friday morning, but we'll pick that up later on and we'll talk about it in preview with Paul Moran on Saturday lunchtime. Domestically, yes, you're right, all the pre-Christmas competitions now finished, the Manx Trophy and the Manx Bowl. We've got new competitions starting, which for the moment I'm calling the Manx Cup and Plate. The organising committee are also a little bit treadaloo in actually saying what the competition is. What we do know is what format it's going to take and who's going to play who and when they're going to play. We just don't know what trophy they're going to award to them at the end, so we call it the Manx Cup for the time being. The first round of fixtures go this week. Ramsey at home to Southern Nomads, and Vagabonds will be at home to Douglas Celts. Ramsey and Nomads, they've met already twice in the Manx Trophy. Ramsey have won both times. Massive score up at the Mirrick Park earlier on in the season when an understrength Southern Nomads got absolutely battered. 121-0, I think the score was. But the game down at Ballykillia was much, much closer. Nomads winning only by... Ramsey winning only by about 15 points. Ramsey not at full strength tomorrow either. Missing a few. Eddie Lord, for example, missing in the second row. Josh Abley's not there at 10. So Ramsey having to do a little bit of a shuffle around to get a side out. And they don't have too much cover for the front row. I think Jared May comes up from the second team last week. He performed reasonably well. He gets a nod in the start of the second row, but will also be there for front row cover too. Southern Nomads, been a little while since they've had a game. They're going to be a tad on the rusty side, but they're also well rested and fit and free from injury. Some of the players will have had a little trundle out last week for the second team, emerging Nomads. I see Percy Hampton had a run out there, as did Ori Watson, Ben Quayle. Those guys are probably going to fancy their chances of being in the Southern Nomads first team on Saturday afternoon. But on paper, you've got to favour Ramsey at the Mirrick Park. The other game, Vagabonds against Douglas Celts, that's a little bit more problematical. And I think if we can get there in time for the 2:15 kickoff, that's the game we'll be covering for Saturday Live this week. The Celts have met Vagabonds twice in the Manx Trophy competition. The first time, the Celts took the points down at Portishead. The second time round, it was honours to Vagabonds up at Bella Fletcher. The Celts have struggled to get a side out, so depending on what personnel are available, they may well give Vagabonds a good game. On the other hand, Vagabonds could be at full strength and may well make life very, very tough for Douglas Celts. Hopefully, like I said, we'll be there to cover that one for Saturday Live. It'll be the feature game this weekend. And on paper, yeah, we've got a fancy Vagabonds probably to win, but Celts, dark horses to pull a surprise off.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Dave Christian there, and last but certainly not least this evening, another week of fixtures beckons in Manx hockey after some crucial top-of-the-table clashes across the divisions last time out. Who will favour fortune this week? Taking a look, as ever, through the upcoming games is Sam Spooner.
In the Rossborough Men's Premier League, there are three fixtures, for starting with half 12 in Interclub Derby, Vikings B versus Vikings A. At the NSC, Vikings A should win this one fairly convincingly. But Vikings B, they've had a lot to say this season. They've had some tight results against the likes of Alkaias A. But Vikings A should win this one fairly convincingly. At 2 o'clock, we've got league leaders Bakker playing against Ramsey A. Shouldn't be a problem for Bakker, but Ramsey did have a really good result last week against their Valkyries B. And then at 2 o'clock, another interclub derby, Valkyries B versus Valkyries A. Can't see anything other than a Valkyries A victory in this game at QE2. And then in the Rossborough Women's Premier League, I've got three games again. Half 12, we have another interclub derby at Peel, Valkyries B versus Valkyries A. Valkyries A should run out winners there, but it should be a great day out for the Valkyries teams all at QE2. 2 o'clock, we've got Ramsey A versus Vikings A. Ramsey A, they've huffed and they've puffed all season, but Vikings A, they've been incredible in every game they've played in. Only run close once by Bakker A, really. And Bakker A play at 3:30 against Castletown A at Castle Russian. And this one's going to be a tight, tight game. And I've got to say, Bakker A are looking good for the victory here against Castletown A. And then we go into the Rossborough Men's Division 1. 11 o'clock, we've got Vikings C versus title challengers Castletown A at the NSC. And then at 3:30, we've got a big, big game between Harlequins A and Bakker B at the NSC as well. Harlequins A, again, they're another side that huffed and puffed this season without quite getting the results they wanted. Well, last week, 14-0 victory they had against... Well, I can't remember the team they had now, but 14-0 victory, big, big victory for them. Showed their intent this season, showed that they can play as a team, and Bakker B will have to be on top, top form not to drop any points against this strong Harlequins team. Then we move into the Rossborough Women's Division 1. 12:30, we have Bakker B versus Vikings B. Big, big game, Douglas Derby at King Williams College. Vikings B, they've looked good this season, however, they did lose to Harlequins, and they have seemed to stutter in the past couple of weeks. Bakker B, though, they seem to be growing into the season as things go by. Tight game, but I think Vikings B should win that one. 3:30, we have Valkyries C versus Harlequins. Harlequins title leaders. No one's going to catch them at QE2. And then we'll rattle through the games in Rossborough Men's Division 2. At 12:30, we've got Castletown Colts versus Bakker C at Castle Russian. 12:30, Ramsey B versus Harlequins B at Ramsey Grammar School. And then at 3:30, Bakker Colts versus Valkyries C at Castle Russian High School. Rossborough Women's Division 2. 2 o'clock, Bakker C versus Ramsey B at Ramsey Grammar School. And 3:30, Vikings C versus Castletown C at King Williams College.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
That's all we have time for this evening. Many thanks, as ever, to my guests this week, Chris Pritchard, Tony Meppam, Sam Spooner and Dave Christian. And just one final reminder, as ever, if you're not heading down to the Bowl tomorrow night, we at Manx Radio will have you covered for FC Isle of Man versus Cheadle Town, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night on Manx Radio AM 1368 and digital platforms. Tony and I would love to have you along. Well, thank you very much once again for joining us this evening. Have a wonderful Friday evening and have a wonderful weekend as well, whatever you're doing. So, until next time, bye for now.